like fireflies, because they flick their light on and off. But a Christian should keep his light shining.
That's true. So how can you keep your light shining bright? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're tuned in today. As always, my name is Zach. I used to catch fireflies in jars to make nightlights. Now, eventually, I would let them go, of course, but fireflies are a great reminder for every Christian. We shine our light brightly when we act the way Jesus wants us to act. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And now for our story. It's entitled, Flickering Fireflies. The evening was cool and clear. The earthy smell of the forest filled the air, and stars shone brightly through the trees. A group of boys and their teacher lingered around the dying campfire at their youth group retreat. "Wow," Joshua said, craning his head back. "The stars are really bright tonight." Enoch looked up toward the sky. "They just look brighter because there are no other lights around," he said. "They stand out more against the darkness." "I see a firefly," said Joshua. "Look, over there." He pointed toward a tree a few feet away from the fire. The light of the firefly flickered in an on-and-off pattern. "Maybe he's sending a message in Morse code," Enoch said. "Quick, Josh, figure out what he's trying to say." The boys laughed as they watched the firefly blink on and off. Mr. Bardot, their teacher, looked thoughtful. "Fireflies are amazing little creatures," he said, "and they have a good lesson to teach us as Christians. Can you guess what it might be?" The boys were silent for a moment. "I know," said Enoch, "that we need to let our lights shine for Jesus." "Yeah," said Joshua, "but not the way fireflies do."
"Why not?" asked Mr. Bardot.
"Because whenever our lights are shining, they help draw people to Jesus. So we want them to shine all the time, not flicker on and off." Mr. Bardot nodded.
"Good thinking. What things might keep our lights from shining?"
"I think our lights flicker when we're unkind or selfish or do things we know are wrong," Enoch said quietly, "like lying to our parents or cheating on a test."
"Or saying something mean to someone," added Joshua.
"You're right," said Mr. Bardot. "Doing things like that doesn't show others Jesus's light and the love he's put in our hearts."
"So how can we keep our lights for Jesus from flickering?" asked Enoch.
"By depending on him to help us reflect his love in all we say and do," said Mr. Bardot. "He loves us so much that he gave his life for us, and he gives us the Holy Spirit so we can shine the light of his love to others. Let's rely on him to help us shine brightly as steady lights in the darkness." Well, how about you? Does your light for Jesus shine all the time, or does it flicker on and off? Do you consistently treat others with kindness, or only if they're your friends or you're in a good mood? When you put your faith in Jesus, he gave you the Holy Spirit so you can show his love to others in everything you say and do. So let his light shine through you so others can see his love for them. Our key verse, once again, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16. "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
And our key thought for today, be a steady light for Jesus. Don't stop reading when school gets out. Join Word with Zach and win prizes when you read your Bible and Keys for Kids every day. There's a new chance to win each month. Join now at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.